a bill that would phase in a $280 million tax increase in spending on the state's public schools over 2 years. The House gave the measure first-round approval yesterday on an 81-40 vote. It plans to take another final vote today and is expected to send the measure to the Senate. The Kansas Supreme Court ruled back in March that the state's education funding is inadequate. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City pulling out of the federal health care exchanges in Kansas and Missouri next year because of mounting financial losses. The company's announcement yesterday makes it the latest insurer to drop out of the government-backed marketplaces that were a pillar of the Obama-era federal health care overhaul law. The CEO says the company lost more than $100 million on the exchanges through 2016. About 67,000 members in western Missouri and eastern Kansas would be affected. Mid-America Network News.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is your neighborhood place for everything Yeti, from coolers to drinkware. And right now, for the first time ever, Yeti is on sale. During the Ace Memorial Day sale, save 25% on Yeti Rambler stainless steel drinkware. It's virtually indestructible and keeps drinks hot or cold for longer. So hurry into your local Ace and save 25% on Yeti stainless steel drinkware. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only through June 4th. Excludes Duracoat colors and jugs. See participating stores for details.
Blue the Dog here for propane. Making the rounds with my owner, the Propane Man, has allowed me to see a lot. I may just be a simple dog. I didn't attend the elite boarding kennels, and you'll never see me on Barking with the Stars. But I do know that propane is the smart fuel that lets millions of Americans live where they want and how they want. It's clean, reliable, and powers modern appliances from tankless water heaters to high-efficiency furnaces. Learn more at ProudlyPropane.com.
Fire officials have identified the victim of a deadly northeast Kansas fire as an 89-year-old man. KSNT-TV reports that the Kansas Fire Marshal's Office has identified Roger Edgar as the man killed early Monday in Carbondale. A dog was also killed in the fire, the cause of that fire undetermined, and is still under investigation. The total property loss estimated at $75,000. Although Kansas has recorded 4 accidental shooting deaths of young children between 2014 and 2016, legislators have shown little interest in laws that would punish adults who allow children access to guns. Data compiled by the Associated Press and USA Network found at least 21 states and the District of Columbia have laws dealing with negligent storage of firearms. And in advance of the Memorial Day weekend, sunny skies on tap for most of Kansas today and temperatures much more summer-like. Mid-America Network News.
Blue Valley Telecommunications wants to make sure you're experiencing the best internet possible. First, take note of the wireless devices in your home. Don't forget to count smartphones, Netflix, and gaming devices that connect to the internet. Remember, the more devices you have, the higher your speed needs to be. Next, make sure your router is properly placed in your home. Sometimes Wi-Fi signals can have difficulty traveling through thick plaster walls or concrete basements. If you have more questions about bettering your internet experience, give us a call or visit our website at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A Nebraska state senator has announced that he will not seek a second term in the legislature next year. Senator Ron Baker of Lincoln says he and his wife, Paula, are moving from their current home and establishing new residences in Minnesota and Arizona to be closer to family members. Baker's Senate term expires in January of 2019. Officials in Gage County are saying a Beatrice man has been killed in a lawnmower accident. Gage County Sheriff Millard Gus Gustafson told radio station KWBE that the body of 55-year-old Max Maines of Beatrice was found yesterday morning in a creek pinned under a large mower. Family members of Maines say he had been mowing Tuesday night and did not return home. His body was found shortly before 10 o'clock yesterday morning. Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks, haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers participation trophies? After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A Centralia man died in a motorcycle accident in Pottawatomie County Sunday afternoon. Justin Smith, age 42, of Centralia, was thrown from his bike south of Olsburg. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Services are planned Friday. Marysville Elementary is hosting a school-wide community project, raffling 9 baskets with proceeds given to the Melody Gurman family to help pay medical expenses. The baskets are listed on the district website, usd364.org. Tickets available at Marysville Elementary School, Marysville Banks, and RX Drug. The raffle drawing is Thursday, May 25th. Hanover Chamber of Commerce will host the 23rd annual citywide garage sales this Saturday, 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. Waterville Chamber of Commerce will host the annual Wooden Nickel Day celebration this Saturday. This Sunday will be the final mass in the current St. Gregory's Church building in Marysville. A blessing of the foundation for the new church under construction will follow mass, and services beginning in June will be held St. Gregory's School Gymnasium. Mount Calvary Lutheran Church Marysville will celebrate a dedication of their recently constructed parish hall this Sunday, 11 a.m. following service. Auditions for the M-Act Summer Musical, Peter and the Starcatcher, will be hosted next Wednesday and Thursday, May 31st and June 1st, 7 till 9 at Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. The show at the Waterville Opera House, July 21st through the 23rd. Melinda C. Stinson, age 53, of Mentor, Kansas, passed away Monday after a long illness. Graveside service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Melinda Stinson. Justin Arthur Smith, age 42, of Centralia, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at the Community East Church in Centralia. Interment in the Centralia Cemetery. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Justin Smith. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Thursday, smothered steak, mashed potato, wheat bread, carrots, strawberries, and bananas. On Friday, fish sandwich, pasta salad, green beans, apricots, and a cookie. Check of a school and community calendar. Last day for Marysville, USD 364 classes, dismissal at noon. Marysville High State softball team begins state tournament play in Manhattan Thursday evening at 7. Live coverage on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and streaming on our website, KNDYRadio.com.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We do have a low-pressure system making its way across the central parts of the Midwest, which is just going to bring us a very slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms late tonight. Otherwise, beautiful weather throughout the rest of the day and into tomorrow. Then it looks like another low will sweep through, bringing more chances of showers and thunderstorms Friday night, continuing into the start of the weekend. Definitely going to continue to see nice temperatures. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Thursday, sunny upper 70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms late with a low of 59. For Friday, sunny with a high near 80. For Friday night, partly cloudy, a chance for some showers and thunderstorms late with a low near 57. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 72. Saturday night, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll see temperatures at 53. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Raising cattle is a business. And when your business needs a financial resource, we're a good company to call on. As your ag banking resource, we've gained a lot of experience over the years, working with local producers, lending a hand. Talk to us. You'll be raising your livestock in good company. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Quickly became apparent at a House Appropriations hearing.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
In Texas both fall, Rizzo cracks a pair for the champs, and the Cardinals have an emerging ace. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. No playoff games last night, but around the majors, a rare loss for Houston.
Swinging a fly ball, left field. This one's fairly deep. Got a chance, and it's gone, a home run. Jose Iglesias.
On WXYT, the Tigers beat the Astros 6-3. The Red Sox have won three in a row.
Pedroia, ground ball off the glove of the third baseman in the left field. Here comes Rutledge to score. Here comes Betts to score.
On WEEI, Boston pounds Texas 9-4. The defending champs make it two in a row.
Anthony Rizzo drives one in the air, deep right center. This ball's got a chance. Score! Anthony Rizzo with his second booming home run.
On WSCR, the Cubs top the Giants 5-4. Cardinals pitcher Mike Leake has a National League best ERA of 1.91 after another solid outing with plenty of offense. St. Louis 6-1 over the Dodgers. Anthony Rendon is in the middle of a ridiculous hot streak at the plate.
Here to be here to left center field. Dyson going back, way back to the warning track. At the wall, and it is gone. Goodbye. Another home run for Anthony Rendon.
On WJFK, Nats 5-1 over Seattle. The Yankees got back on track.
Swung on, and there it goes, deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Didi homers in the lower seats in right.
On WFAN, Luis Severino pitches 8 scoreless innings, and the Yankees blank KC 3-0. Rockies have won 4 straight.
Hit well to right. Going back is Saunders, and looking up. Gone! A 3-run jack for Carlos Gonzalez.
On KOA, Rockies 7-2 over the Phillies. It's Colorado's Major League best 18th win on the road. The Indians blew a 3-2 lead in the ninth, and the Reds win 4-3. College hoops, Kentucky freshman Hamidou Diallo forgoes the draft. He'll return to the Wildcats next season. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
State golf tournaments held Monday. Frankfort team finished 4th. Led by junior Austin Hardwick's 85, finishing at 10th, and sophomore Brandon Anderson's 87, tying for 12th. Anderson tied with Jason Gore of Centralia for 12th place. Andrew Meyer of Lynn finished 15th. Marysville girls softball team opens play Thursday night in the state tournament at Manhattan. will air live continuing coverage, their first-round game Thursday evening at 7, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1, streaming on our website at KNDYRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dave Esper from Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beatrice. It's that time again for our annual spring clearance event with deals on...
spring cleaning. I've actually done a lot of that at home already. My garage, top of the fridge, under my oven. It's kind of dirty under there.
No, Capri, spring clearance event. A good time to clean that old vehicle out of your garage and stop by to test drive the all-new 2017 Chrysler Pacifica.
So, will you clean my Jeep for me then?
Absolutely.
Check out the spring clearance event going on now. Twin Rivers West Court Street. Beatrice.
This Memorial Day, Table Rock Appliances Heating, Cooling, Electrical, and Refrigeration honors and remembers those in uniform who made the ultimate sacrifice. Table Rock Appliances Heating, Cooling, Electrical, and Refrigeration, Goodman and Amana Sales and Service, Commercial Refrigeration, and Electric.
News that affects profitability and decisions made on your farm or ranch happens around the clock and around the world. You don't have to wait until an appointed news time to get the big story. AgView.net is a site committed to bringing you the news important to you. Compared with other sites that give you every story they can find and leave you to sort it out, AgView.net has people with real-world agriculture experience that separates the wheat from the chaff to give you the stories and interviews that matter most to you. AgView.net.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Trump's budget proposal contains $46.54 billion in cuts to government funding in the ag sector. Those cuts will be spread out over 10 years. The biggest proposed cut, $38 billion from farm support programs. Those cuts include new limits on federal subsidies for crop insurance premiums and a cap on potentially commodity program payments. The president proposed a 36% cut to the federal subsidized crop insurance program. That's a larger cut than what the Obama administration proposed and was ultimately rejected by farm state lawmakers. Crop insurance cuts would yield the largest savings, including a $16.2 billion by limiting the government's share of premiums. It would also save $11.9 billion by eliminating the harvest price option. The proposed budget cuts would actually eliminate the Rural Development Program, which provides zero-interest loans to rural utilities and supports rural businesses. It would also reduce government costs to federal inspections of meat plants in 2 years by adding $600 billion in user fees for USDA food safety and inspection programs. Now, what do you think ag groups on this feel? Well, several of them reacting negatively to that proposal. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval says ag has done more than its fair share to help reduce the deficit over the years. The administration's budget proposal, he says, fails to recognize ag's current financial challenge and its historical contribution to deficit reduction. National Farmers Union calling the president's budget proposal an assault on the farm safety net and rural communities. Deeply disappointed, says Roger Johnson, the president of NFU, that the president would propose such cuts, especially in the midst of a farm crisis that has families who've lost 50% of their farm income over the last few years. More on this developing story at AgView.net. This has been an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, expecting 400 to 500 head of cattle for Thursday's sale, including 8 black cows, fall calvers, middle age, 3 older black pairs, 3 bottle calves, 3 to 4 weeks old, 23 black steers and heifers, weigh 350 to 4, 15 black steers, 4 to 5 and a quarter, 20 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6, 20 mixed bulls, steers and heifers, weigh 4 to 6, 17 black steers and heifers, 450 to 6, 17 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6, 25 Charolais, steers and heifers, 5 to 6, 28 black steers and heifers, 550 to 650, 30 mixed bulls, steers and heifers, weigh 800 to 1,200 pounds, 10 black bulls weigh 1,000 to 1,100 pounds, 20 black steers and heifers weigh 11 to 1,300 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale Thursday at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue does not agree with the White House on some key spending cuts in the president's unpopular USDA budget request, and those differences quickly became apparent at a House Appropriations hearing. Perdue faced a barrage of budget criticism. Part of that was expected at his first hearing before House Ag Appropriators. What wasn't expected, however, were some of the secretary's responses. as he insisted he was representing the administration's budget request. Connecticut's Rosa DeLauro asked Perdue if he stood by his earlier statement defending SNAP, even as the White House proposed cutting food stamps almost $200 billion over 10 years by shifting costs to the states and tightening eligibility requirements.
Do you still feel those words to be true?
Absolutely.
Okay. The reason I ask is because the statement is not at all aligned with the administration's proposal to completely gut the food stamp program.
Perdue insists that fiscal year 18 SNAP is fully funded, while the White House proposes legislation to move some costs to the states in later years. Perdue did stand by the White House on cuts to rural housing, infrastructure, agency staffing, and a 10-year, $29 billion cut in producer crop insurance subsidies.
They'd rather have high prices than support in crop insurance or payments. So that's what we hope to do, and that was really the genesis behind our emphasis on trade and the Undersecretary of Trade.
But even in disagreeing, Perdue was agreeable, reflecting his long political experience as a governor and a state lawmaker in softening disputes, diffusing controversy, and perhaps helping a controversial president advance a very tough proposal. That proposition, of course, would be shrinking the federal government. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks. Haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers participation trophies? After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. We all know what that is, don't we? It is agriculture. What's going on with the wheat market? What with all of the snow and rain, prices don't seem to be moving that much. More about that after this.
If you're tired of your clothing being ruined by a spill or a stain, now there is hope. Thanks to Wink Wash Away Laundry Stain Remover. This easy and safe to use pre-wash stain remover is a must-have in the laundry room for all washable, color-fast fabrics, including wool, cotton, synthetics, and even cashmere. And for those unexpected stains when you're on the go, watch them vanish with Wink Instant Spot Remover. Check them out at www.whink.com.
The wheat futures have been interesting to watch in that they haven't moved a lot despite what would be normal market movers. Weather, bad weather, snow, rain, lots of it. Acreage is way down. But John Zanker, who's president of J.C. Zanker of Lafayette, Indiana, he is a grain analyst and commodities trader. He says there's just a lot of wheat out there, and that's the primary reason the markets aren't moving much.
Yes, we have a projected carryout right now for this marketing year of pushing $1.2 billion, and that's a little over 50% of a stocks to usage, and that's the largest number that we've seen in the past 30 years. So when you see that kind of stocks to usage ratio, nobody's showing a lot of concern at this point, and the world's awash in wheat. The funds are short 690 million bushels of soft red wheat on the board, and that's over twice the soft red production. So I think the speculators are comfortable with their position at this point, and losses from the last weekend's weather between the two crops are estimated to be 100 to 200 million bushels. And in the past, that would have been a pretty big deal. But at this point, that just means maybe we'll get this carryout down closer to 900 million after this crop's taken out.
And it looks like the rest of the wheat world is fairly problem-free.
We're not seeing any real big problems with wheat around the world. France has reduced their crop again, and their stocks are getting down to a fairly tight level. But as far as the major exporters, Russia had really come on. Their goal is to become the world's largest exporter of wheat. So they've been cranking out. Ukraine, Argentina. China looks to be in line for a good crop. So at this point, not too many concerns around the world is going to push wheat.
Another issue facing wheat producers is protein content. And John says there is some concern that the protein content of the hard red winter wheat coming out of the plains is not going to be as high as expected or desired.
Yeah, our contacts out there, they're concerned about that. In fact, they're concerned about the quality of the carryover stocks as well. So where are we going to get the high-quality wheat to blend with the low-quality wheat to get that product to a level that the millers are really going to want, millers and exporters? So we have some problems developing, and what we need to keep in mind, though, is that a low-quality crop doesn't necessarily mean prices are going to go higher, but what we could see is some fairly aggressive bidding for high-quality wheat coming out of the field.
John Zanker of J.C. Zanker in Lafayette, Indiana. Back after this.
We're at that time of year again, the time when Mother Nature can get pretty nasty. So now's a great time to bind your crop hail coverage at a 12% early season discount. Secure crop hail coverage on your wheat by May 1st and on your spring crops by June 1st to receive a 12% early season discount. Just a few minutes in a hailstorm can do tremendous amount of damage to your crops. Call Tammy at Alliance Insurance 785-562-2393 to discuss how you can save 12% on crop hail coverage and rest a little easier when those storm clouds come rolling in. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
When you're raising cattle, you're running a business, and the path to a profit isn't always clear. Our ag specialists have expertise in all aspects of raising livestock. So when you need help keeping your cattle on the right path and could use some financial perspective, talk to us. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday, helped by a great first inning catch that forced center fielder Jacoby Ellsbury from the game with a concussion and sprained neck. Luis Severino won for the first time in a month and led the New York Yankees over the Kansas City Royals 3-0 last night. On the first pitch of the game, Ellsbury sprinted 107 feet and raised his glove above his head to catch Alcides Escobar's fly. Ellsbury's head jarred into the wall as the ball landed in his glove and he crumpled to the field. He was checked out by manager Joe Girardi and head athletic trainer Steve Donahoe and remained in the game, then was replaced by Aaron Hicks starting the second. And outfielder Alex Gordon was in left field and batting ninth against the New York Yankees last night after missing three games for the birth of his daughter, Joey Lynn. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number.